Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
It is time for the spillover. No AD, no ref, no bill, no sip. So that's why we bring Big Swim in for the spillover. By the way, this is sponsored by our friends at Raising Cane's, Nick.
Oh, nice.
They just had their golden birthday on August 28th, and they're keeping the celebration going by giving away $100,000 worth of prizes, including a chance to win a 10-ounce gold bar. These are truly golden prizes. Be sure to enter for a chance to win through September 10th at RaisingCanesBirthday.com to learn more. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, one love.
That's right. And then the dog barks. I actually enjoyed Raising Cane's with Aaron Davis.
You did?
At about 1:45 a.m. on Friday night into Saturday morning.
Can you walk us through that night again, please? I got a text from you at 5:10 a.m. What was happening?
From who?
You.
You got a text from me at 5:10 a.m.?
Yeah, in that group chat. It came through at 5:10 in the morning.
So what happened was after the high school football game, Lincoln Lutheran, me and a couple of my buddies met at Big Ten Sports Bar.
Which we were at
earlier on the day on Friday.
Yes, correct.
And so earlier on the day on Friday. And so we ended up hanging out there. And then my buddies have met AD. So they're like, see what AD's up to. And I was like, okay, cool. So I texted in that group chat with you, AD, all of us.
I got the text.
I was like, guys, come on out to Big Ten Sports Bar. This was at a completely normal time of like 10:30 p.m. Completely normal time. And then AD gets out there at about 11:15. Jake decided not to join in the festivities.
I had family in town. I had a big day ahead of me. I did not join.
And I think it was like 12:45 or 1 a.m. AD's like, guys, let's go to Jake's. So we went to Jake's Cigar Bar downtown at about 1:15 in the morning. I was starving. AD was hungry. So I was like, you know what? I'll run over to Raising Cane's. First of all, I've never felt so old. It's just a ton of college kids at that time.
Well, you still are only 2 years out of college.
I am only 2 years out of college. Felt a lot older,
though.
I'm
33. Imagine me. Imagine AD at 50.
I couldn't imagine it. I couldn't. So I went, got a Caniac, went back over to Jake's, ate the Caniac, and then about 2:15, we were like, all right, we're going to go home. So I took AD home. I drove home. And the rest is history.
You could have been a part of the golden birthday.
Then we were back here for the pregame show on Saturday morning.
You were. You were at the Kindler. How'd that go, by the way?
Kindler was awesome. Somebody, I don't know if you are aware of this. I got told that I looked like Scottie Scheffler.
Yeah, and it's the eyebrows.
I got told that I looked like Scottie Scheffler by a group of college students, and then they asked for a picture. So I have photographic evidence of the group that said I looked like Scottie Scheffler.
You know, I can see a little bit of that. It's the eyebrows, I think.
The bank accounts are a little different. $62 million this year.
I think I saw. So he won the tour championship. I think they said that not per tournament, but per round, how much he made was like $800,000+ this year because with all the prize earnings he had.
That's incredible.
Per round of golf, Nick.
Yeah, and that's for golf. I mean, especially golf is one of those sports that you make a lot, obviously, playing if you win, but you make more in sponsorship deals.
And he's got them.
And he's got them all.
He's got everything.
Oh, my gosh. I think they said that he's up to like $62.2 million in earnings this year.
I'm not going
to
read this text. I'll show it afterwards, but Reed Hizzlebear had a... Had a comment about your version of Scotty, what you are, basically.
Hizzlebear is wild.
Yeah, he is. But Nebraska, anyway. Nick, for the first time, somehow, sadly, since 2019, is 1-0.
Yeah.
1-0. Huskers win 40-7. It was, the first quarter, you had the murmurs, oh, God, 7-7. Here we go again. But Nebraska pulls away, makes it 30-7 at halftime. The throw of the day, of course, was the touchdown right before half, 2 seconds ago. It's a pass that could not be picked off. It was either going to be incomplete or caught by Jamal Banks. And I'm not sure we've seen that pass for quite some time in Nebraska, that type of pass.
I'm not sure if we saw that type of pass or that type of catch.
Both.
Because I think the catch was even it was more impressive.
Really tough catch.
To have the body control to then, obviously come down in bounds. One thing I did, I wish I would have taken an actual picture instead of just a mental note. There was a point when it was 7-7. And I looked up because there were the murmurs of like, oh man,
there's murmurs.
This should be easier than this. I looked up and Nebraska had like double the amount of plays. They had 25 minutes of time of possession.
You're right.
Compared to like less than 10 minutes for the UTEP Miners. It was one of those things where, on the scoreboard, it did not look good, but you also understood, okay, this isn't going to be the end result. Like you knew, and you could kind of foresee, if you look on paper, at least with the time of possession and with the amount of plays that were Nebraska was running, maybe it was they had double the amount of plays and then they had a significant more amount in time of possession. But ultimately, you kind of knew, okay, this is Nebraska wearing UTEP down, and by the third, fourth quarter, it's really going to pay off. Well, it obviously did, and Nebraska in the second quarter had 23 points alone. And ends up going into the half with a comfortable lead. And then I thought that they never really went on cruise control, which was really good. Maybe they took their foot off the gas a little bit, but it never felt like they were on cruise control.
I would like to see them score. They were deep in UTEP territory up by 37-7. They got a field goal there. They went backwards a little bit, kicked the field. You wanted to see a touchdown there.
Absolutely.
But again, you win 40-7. You covered your big spread. You're nitpicking here. The O-line looked really good. Now, UTEP's a small front, but the O-line looked really good the whole game.
I thought left tackle was... We didn't talk about it at all, which is a good thing.
And Westmoreland, the stud, only got to him one time.
Yeah.
Only heard the name once. Didn't make the tackle. We only got to him one time. So...
Well, and then, on the other side, Nebraska's defense, Jake, I told Jay this on the post-game show, they were...
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Incredible. 47 of their 50 plays that they defended.
Yeah, they.
Which, by the way, I was thinking about this over the weekend. Only allowing 50 plays to that type of offense is really, really good.
Yeah,
it's fast-moving offense. It's very, very good. And the fact Nebraska was really, really good in just in 47 of the 50 plays. There was that three-play drive where UTEP really sped it up, and they ended up getting that touchdown. Nebraska was really, really good the rest of the 47 plays, which you certainly take.
Absolutely. Nebraska, again, 40-70. You Colorado this week, both teams 1-0. You've got what you want. You wanted the absolute, yeah. All the drama, all the intrigue. They're both 1-0. It was a close, I mean, they almost lost to North Dakota State. Got down to the 5-yard line again at the end of the game. But here we go, Nick. It's here. It is officially Colorado Hate Week, and we both are not going in 0-1, but 1-0.
Yeah.
It's what you wanted here.
How about the Big Ten Conference as a whole? 17-1
and
as
they should have been 18-0. Minnesota missed two field goals in that game.
SEC, I saw this earlier this morning. The SEC went 1-3 in their marquee non-con games. The only win, Georgia over Clemson. Their three losses were obviously LSU against USC last night, Florida against Miami, which was really disappointing.
Yeah, was it 41-17?
Yeah, Billy Napier's got some explaining to do. And then there's one more that I keep forgetting about that. Texas A&M Notre Dame.
Yeah, but how about this though? The Vanderbilt bottom. They
That's
beat
right.
Va Tech.
That's correct.
Potential playoff team Virginia Tech got beaten overtime by Vanderbilt.
Yeah. Vanderbilt build a new stadium or expansion or whatever it is. But which speaking of stadiums and expansion, I know we're kind of jumping all over the place. Northwestern, super cool view.
Is it?
Did you see? You didn't watch the game against Miami, Ohio.
I missed that one. So whoops.
You should watch
Northwestern Miami of Ohio.
The lake is in the background the entire game, and then aerial.
I guess we had
aerial
different
views
viewing
of,
priorities here of Northwestern Miami.
Well,
of Ohio.
Truth be told, I didn't watch it either when I was at Tanner's Bar and Grill, front of the station last night. They were playing the replay on Big Ten Network.
Okay, that's fair. Well, it was a fun day of football. We got action tonight.
Yeah.
Boston College at Florida State.
Which, the
6:30 p.m. ESPN.
It's the crazy statistic of that when Jordan Travis is Mike Norvell's quarterback, he's like 29-9 overall. When it's not Jordan Travis, he's 2-9.
Ooh.
Boston College, I mean, you go on the road, obviously.
We got Bill O'Brien. We got Bob.
That's right.
Bob's
I forgot about it. I forgot. Anyway, yeah. So, I mean, DJ Uiagalelei. He tries to get his first win at Florida State, but I don't know. It feels like a potential Boston College, man.
FSU is a 16.5 point favorite, but I'm not saying it's going to be a blowout.
I don't think it'll be a blowout.
Watch out for BC. B.O.B.'s got some plans for an upset in his first game.
Those two Florida coaches, the Norvell and Billy Napier, have some work to do. Mario Cristobal looks really good. Cam Ward was spectacular on Saturday.
I love Cam Ward.
But, I mean, Cam Ward was spectacular on Saturday, but... Billy Napier, the former Louisiana Lafayette coach, needs to win some games.
Well,
don't forget, I mean, right? And I was reading an article from The Athletic over the weekend on Sunday that there's a lot of people that believe the bigger problem is Scott Strickland, their AD, because he's had a pretty bad tenure at Florida.
Sure.
Billy Napier obviously replaced Dan Mullen, who had 4 9-win seasons.
Who replaced Jim McElwain, right?
That's right. That's right. Yeah. From the Chippewas. So
that's right. Well, anyway, before I get out of here, Nick, I know you're a big ag guy, aren't you? You love ag.
I love ag.
Well, Boyk Farm Outfitters is here to tell you about Green Eye, a new brand of ag. It utilizes AI, and they learn to revolutionize the weed control process in agriculture. Save up to 85% on a herbicide.
Whoa.
Yeah. Not herbicide. Herbicide.
Herbicide.
And no per acre fees. Boyk FarmOutfitters.com. Learn about Green Eye today.
There it is.
Great people. The Drive with Nick today.
Yeah, and
you guys around?
Yeah. AD has employed Jay Foreman.
Okay.
To come and hang out with me
So you and Jay Foreman are here for The Drive?
Yeah.
All right. That's great. Correct. Well, for Steve Zippel, I'm Jake Sorensen, and we will see you tomorrow. The Drive is up next.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.